Maria Barrio's artwork. The works are huge, they're intricate, and they're absolutely drenched in color. And when you look at one from, let's say, 10 or 20 feet back, it looks like a watercolor. The pigment flows in a way that feels liquid and effortless. And then you get up close and you see that it's actually an incredibly precise paper collage. And I will say, you then think, how is this possible? Well, Maria's got a new exhibit that will give you a chance to ask that question. It opens tomorrow at Boston's Institute of Contemporary Art, the ICA, and it's called The Children's Crusade. It's a collection of collages that go to a place where innocence meets complexity and the massive burdens sometimes of childhood. They pull from history, from poetry, folklore, to explore the stories of kids and the immigrant experience. Maria is here in Studio 2. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to be here with you.
It's wonderful to have you here. And let's. I just want to start with the exhibit. It's about migration. It's about kids. Why? I mean, you can create art about anything, anytime you want. Why this and why now?
Yes, my work deals a lot with migration. And I started to research about the Children's Crusade in the year 1212. And it was a crusade where we don't really have much information about it, but it said that children travel from Northern Europe to conquer the Holy Land. But
no, so let's just, because this is so inconceivable to people today, we are talking about a group of children alone walking across Europe in literally a religious crusade.
Yeah.
And most wound up either dying or being permanently living on their own in Italy or being enslaved, etc.
Exactly. And there's really little information about this. But I started to research in that theme, and then I started to find the connection with what is going on in the Mediterranean and in the U.S. border. So I started to think about this idea of how would children feel or see these migratory journeys. And in my work, I usually take things from reality, from current political or social or environmental issues, and I see them through the lens of magical realism. So I see them through fantasy. So I wanted to create these pieces in which you feel like you're seeing through the eyes of children.
So I'm going to then jump right to a piece that is in this exhibit. It's called Cavalry.
Yeah.
And I think I have a picture of it right here. Mm-hmm. And what was striking to me about Cavalry, it is an explosion of color, and it's young children on a carousel. And they don't look like they're playing. They look like they're confused. And they look like they're stuck going in circles. And again, I'm going to underscore, you do this with collage, but it looks like a cacophony of color and painting. What's the story in this painting? And what do you want people who witness your art, right, who take it in, to understand?
Yeah, this piece talks about this idea of going around in circles and not getting anywhere. And this, like my work, it has a lot of symbolism, and I wanted to project this journey that children take without like going to the promised land and not knowing exactly what is promised to them.
Because the carousel is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be an amusement ride, but that's not what you're doing here.
No, here is like kind of seeing the bleakness of it, the bleakness of this journey. And in this particular piece, like you can also find these mirrors and these animals that also symbolize different figures in the journey.
I think this is a goat here in the front. I can't see all the other animals because I'm just, I'm not in front of the whole piece right now. When you began to put this art together. You're looking at what's happening in the Mediterranean, you're looking at what's happening on the southern border, and later in this hour, we're actually going to have a conversation about unaccompanied minors here in the Commonwealth and how we're supporting them. You have a migrant story of your own. You came from Colombia. When your parents went back, you stayed at quite a young age and studied art. Did you find yourself in this work?
I did. I think my circumstance is nothing like the circumstances of these migrants. Like, I came to the U.S. in a very different way. And so I can't, like, really talk from them in a way. But through art, I'm just kind of creating maybe some awareness to their situation. But I do feel like I coming here, you are kind of looking for a sense of place, but it's you make your own place. So it is a very different circumstance in a sense.
So I am not an artist. Mm-hmm. It's almost impossible for me to even imagine where the artistic process starts for you. And then I see these massive pieces, right? And I know that's a choice. Mm-hmm. And I see that you're working with paper. This is not the magazine collage, folks, of your kindergarten classroom, right? This is Japanese collage paper, as I understand it. Did you see these children on the carousel and the mirrors and the animals and the colors and the story it was going to tell from the beginning, and you reconstruct it with collage? Or are you working as you go and discovering?
Yeah, this particular piece came from a photograph, actually, from the Boston Commons. So it kind of like relates to Boston. But I do, like, there is a very mysterious, like, every piece, like, is its process is very mysterious. You can encounter different characters as you are making the work. So every piece has a different process. In this particular, this image came from reality. But if you see the show, other pieces are completely created from, like, little pieces of my imagination.
So first, it's the Frog Pond Carousel, which I think for people locally, when they see the show, to know that you are using an image of the Frog Pond Carousel to communicate something that is actually hopeless or overwhelming and lost for children, I think that's it. You actually also, in another piece, you use essentially your own son lying on sand, and he's sort of tracing a shape of him, of his arms, like Snow Angel, almost on sand. And I wondered about that, too, as a mother of two kids. And you're telling a story of lost children or vulnerable children or children who are making a journey that most of us would be too afraid to make in adulthood. Situating your own son in that, what was that like for you?
I think it's in a way, like, these situations hit harder if you're a mother, in a sense, because you can relate to the pain of, like, a mother being separated from their children. So in a sense, just situating him gives me a closer look to what it could feel like. So as I said before, there's nothing, you know, I could never experience that pain, and I could never, like, talk for the people who are going through this. But I think as an artist, like, painting is a very emotional thing. So when you are putting your son in these images, of course you are closer to it. You feel the love that you feel for your children, and you can't imagine what it would be your life with them, without them.
Do you have favorites? Like, in an exhibit, will there be a painting, or not a painting, excuse me, a collage that is your favorite?
I think they are, like my children. So it would be really hard to choose, but I always love the one I just finished.
You love the last one
the
you
last
made?
The last one you made, yeah. So I think it's always that one.
And are you making new art now?
Yeah.
So what's come next? What comes next for you?
Well, I'm working, I'm starting, like, I'm taking a little break, a deserved break, and then I'll start a new body of work. So I'll have a couple of exhibitions coming up. So I'm really excited to continue and to present this work at the ICA.
So Maria Barrio is a visual artist, and her new exhibition is The Children's Crusade. It opens tomorrow at the ICA, that's the Institute of Contemporary Art in Boston, and it focuses on the immigrant experience of kids. Maria, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.